Mason Nealon here today with your Weva head football coach and Austin Stolk. Austin, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mason.
For you guys last week, it was kind of a clear situation for you there. You had to win to get in into the postseason there against Cam. And I'm looking down at my phone and I see 41-0 in the first quarter there. Take me through that first quarter and how your guys' offense exploded right away.
Yeah, you know, I think we right away we exploded in the run game. We were able to communicate up front and kind of schematically do what we wanted at times in the run game. And you know, I think what separated, you know, that first quarter in that football game from the rest of most of the season is the fact that we were able to sustain those drives that we started and punch in the end zone. And, you know, a big part of that first quarter was winning in the margins. You know, we did a really good job on special teams. I think we forced three turnovers in that first quarter. And when you're able to do that and set the tone on something like that with the implications that at somebody else's place, you put yourself in a good position. So our guys were laser focused, I thought, from the beginning snap, you know, and we played football for four quarters.
For you guys as well, what were the pregame talks like? What was kind of the chat and in the locker room going out into the field?
Yeah, you know, kind of a mixture. You know, you got to walk a fine line of, you know, it's just another game. You know, you're looking to go 1-0 again for in week eight. And but on the other hand, you know, you win and you're in the playoffs and you don't leave things up to any type of statistics to get an at-large bid. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, the same thing was on the line for both football teams. And when you're playing an away game, you know, like that, and you win like that, I think it shows a lot of maturity in our guys, in our senior leadership. You know, there's times where, you know, you lose two out of three games there in the middle of the season. You know, you could have keeled over and said, you know, it's going to be very tough to make the playoffs, but our guys continued to battle. We got better each week. We have really good leadership, in seven seniors that, you know, a lot of them have been through some ups and downs. And, I thought the maturity showed last Friday.
For you guys as well, to hold on like that too. I've seen it in eight-man plenty of times where some teams can get a lead and then somebody can come back there. But for you guys to hold on there, do you feel like the defense played really well as well?
Yeah, Mason, you're exactly right. 100% correct. You know, anything's capable. You know, anybody can score in the blink of an eye if you get your athlete out in space in eight-man football. And you know, that was kind of the way week seven went prior to the Cam game was – you know, we had a 30-point lead most of the football game, but it was such an uneased 30-point lead because we let up too many big plays. And you know, that's our job as coaches is to kind of nitpick things like that. But, boy, our defense did a really nice job of not allowing that big play to happen against Cam and have the momentum twist, you know, which it can happen very quickly. So, yeah, you know, the tone was set in our defense. You know, we ran the ball well. But boy, our defense set everything in our special teams, and that's kind of what you want to see late in the season, especially with implications on the line that were last Friday.
For you guys as well, getting Jonathan Rieselman back there, what does that mean to this offense as well as the defense?
Yeah, you know, it kind of gives you another weapon in the running game, you know, and then intangibly, you know, it gives you some great leadership that he's not just on the sideline, for, you know, cheering with crutches. He's on the football field conducting things on both sides of the ball, telling guys where to go, you know, and he is one of our better athletes, and that's kind of irreplaceable. And you know, it allows us to get Grant Wilkin back at the tight end position. Like I said last week, he's probably our best blocking tight end. And one of our best route runners as well. So, you know, we can exploit him in that as a weapon as well. So, yeah, you know, you get a little bit more dynamic when you got Johnny as a runner, you got Wyatt as a runner, and you got Devin as a runner when you need it as well in the backfield. And you know, you put those three heads together, you got three senior football players who have really dedicated a lot of time, and they deserve to be where they're at. And it's really nice to Johnny deserves to be back healthy. And, man, you hope you can keep winning.
For you guys as well, now on the road at Gladbrook Rhinebeck to open up the postseason here, what do you feel like this Gladbrook Rhinebeck offense is going to do?
Yeah, you know, they kind of got a three-headed snake. They got the Huron kid at tailback. He averages 14 yards a carry, and he's just very explosive with a low center of gravity. The Clark kid out on the edge, He's kind of a receiver for them, leading receiver for them, but he also runs in motion a lot. They run a lot of misdirection with him, and then, the Madden kid at quarterback, he throws 73% of his completed passes on the season, and he's lethally he's equally lethal as a running weapon too. So, between those three guys, it's a matter of we have to read our cues, understand what our responsibilities are, what they're going to do in misdirections, and if we can execute it with our responsibilities and break down and make tackles, we'll put ourselves in good shape.
For you guys as well. Now on offense, or excuse me, on defense for you guys, what do you feel like that they're going to bring out onto the field?
Yeah, for them defensively, they kind of run with a three-man front, two with the tight ends kind of set up or split out, dictating which gaps they want to hit. They got two middle linebackers that flow extremely quick. One of them is the Huron kid, their tailback. So we got to make sure that we sustain the blocks on middle linebacker and seal the point of attack right before that. And then they kind of run a shell zone with three guys over top, and one of those is the Clark kid, and those are kind of their two athletes and two guys that we need to sustain in the run game and in our blocking schemes.
For you guys there, do you feel like on your offense it's going to start up front to be able to make those holes?
Absolutely. And I think, it's you're playing the top five team in the state, but at this point you got to look at it as, why not us? It's our guys up front have really taken, since the first three games of the season, I feel like they've really kind of taken some pride and some ownership and being able to seal that point of attack and communicate much better and sustain blocks, and whether running the football interior or exterior, we got some really good communication going on, and again, that comes with a lot of leadership. We got two senior linemen and Tyson Bunglon and Weston Toff that help lead the way to communicate things across the board. And it doesn't matter what team we're playing at this point. Every team's tough in the playoffs. We got to go out and execute our jobs on offense and seal that point of attack.
For you guys here, what do you feel like the regular season wise, what do you feel like prepared you the most for this postseason?
Yeah, I think I would say it's battling through adversity and kind of playing with some grit at times. You start out the season, you lose Johnny week one in a non-district game, and then you got to adjust four or five guys in spots that they've never really played in before. You got to throw guys in spots, and you turn around in week two, and boom, you got a district game that you got to win. And we battle from behind and beat Glidden Ralston, and then you get to a team like Coon Rapids, and you dig yourselves a hole, 32-7, and you come back to tie the football game up. I think that's a lot of character things as well. We didn't end up on top in that one, but it's that type of adversity, that we had to face at times in the season, injuries, schematically, whatever the case may be. We got better each week, and that adversity has kind of led us to where we're at right now.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up with Gladbrook Rhinebeck.
Thanks, Mason. Thanks for having me.